I never did understand why you stopped eating the pig.
I ain't been in a Pollock Johnny's since 1974. And if you knew what was good for you.
Look, I know what's good. I remember when you did too. I never saw you going all Muslim on.
Ain't that. But I do believe that other faiths have got the pig figured better than us AMEs. See that? If you're checking out, I might feel the need to say a few words.
No, I ain't got nothing to do with that. I love my PJs, but they do repeat on me.
As memory serves, you gotta go with the original sauce, not the kraut and chili like you do.
Live from the Paragon 7 Studios, the Rubicon, in 3, 2, 1.
Paragon 7.
Growth hormone's role is the exact opposite of insulin. Growth hormone is a catabolic hormone. So insulin is anabolic, growth. Growth hormone is catabolic, breakdown. Okay, so that starts for me at 8 o'clock in the morning, giving my body the hormonal signal to utilize. So you want to keep growth hormone out in your system for an additional 4 hours, which puts your first meal of the day not before noon, which in my case is when my office conveniently closes for lunch. So first meal comes at 12. Now, I know, and usually I have the luxury of looking at my patient's face when I explain this to them, and their reaction says everything. If you can do this, you get this piece of the pie every day. They studied this in the New England Journal of Medicine at length in 2020, and they showed that growth hormone levels increase by 2,000%, okay? Now we're getting somewhere. That's your body speaking its language, hormones, giving a direct command to utilize, break down, okay? We're humans, we need to eat, but we're gonna get it all done in this 8 hour period of time, right? Because just as we're humans and we need to eat, it should also make sense to you that we need to stop. Okay, we can't be all the time snacking. For example, our ancestors didn't have cabinets and pantries, right? They would eat something and then you took a period of time and you didn't eat something. And that's essentially the problem. We're going against our biology. We should be eating and stopping. So the idea here is stop and you give yourself 16 hours with no insulin. Has anyone ever heard the term insulin resistance, right? That's what diabetes is. It means you're seeing too much insulin. So this logically, intuitively, you don't have to be a Harvard graduate. Again, lower the insulin levels and you're gonna be able to get rid of diabetes. Insulin is the hormone that's telling you to gain, store, grow. Lower your insulin levels and you're gonna lose weight, right? Insulin is the hormone that's telling your body to produce cholesterol molecules. Lower your insulin levels. The cholesterol is going to come down. There's no question about it. Right. And insulin is also instrumental in blood pressure. So when you lower the insulin levels, you are going to lower your blood pressure. It doesn't matter where you are in your clinical picture. This is where you are going to start and you're going to be able to actually gain some ground and start making some progress.
The Rubicon in 3.